Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
Welcome back to the Athletic Baseball Show for Thursday, September 28th. This is going to be the final weekend of the regular season. Levi Weaver, I'm Stephen Nesbitt, joined as always by Levi. How are you gearing up for the last weekend of the year?
Mostly just mainlining coffee and staying up until 4 in the morning, every night writing a newsletter. You know what is really unfortunate is that the playoff standings as they are right now will change by the time I finish this sentence, and they'll change again before you get a chance to reply. So by the time you hear this, it'll all be outdated. The Pirates will be in the World Series somehow by the time we finish this podcast. The Yankees will move to Omaha, Nebraska. Everything is just pretty up in the air. I love it, honestly. This is great. I'm having so much fun. I just hate that by the time people hear this, actual standings will have changed.
Yeah, this is a tricky time to do a daytime record. But here we are, midday on Wednesday, September 27th. This is also doubling as an episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee because I don't have Wi-Fi in my house, so I'm doing this from the front seat of my Honda Civic. Hello, watch on YouTube. You can see the beauty of it. So things are going to change, but I will tell you this. Our 11-month-old woke up very early this morning. I was up with him, and I flipped on the MLB TV, like rundown, recap, what do they call it? 45 minutes. Doesn't need to be that long, but here we are. And I love this, man. This part of the season is actually fantastic. And there are so many times you don't want to give credit to the league for something they did, but this is an example, something that's worked out very, very well. Expanding the playoff pool, letting in another team on each side has made for a really excellent finish, even if it may have been just as good had we only had one spot to fight for. But having, you know, extras, you look like you're about to say something contrarian.
Yeah, the audio only listeners can't tell, but I have one eyebrow up. They did it half right. It's great. I love that there are more teams that have a fighting chance at this time of the year. I love the chaos of it. Here's where they got it wrong, though. They stuck the landing when what we wanted to see was an absolute wipeout of a landing where they fall off the stage, break a couple arms, and have to be propped up for the rest of the night. The play-in games are gone. There's no game 163. It's all tiebreaker scenarios right now, and they're hurting my freaking brain. Listen to this text, okay? I thought I had it figured out, the AL West tonight, right? I tweeted something. Matt Hicks, the Rangers radio broadcaster, gently corrected me. Listen to this. If the Rangers win tonight, and by the time you hear this, this will, you know, maybe I'll be sorted out, but here's just the level of chaos that we're at on Wednesday afternoon. If the Rangers win tonight, that's Wednesday, and Seattle loses to the Astros, then the Astros take 2 of 3 at Arizona, and the Rangers get swept in Seattle for that 4-game series, that would put all three clubs at 89 and 73. The tiebreaker at that point is not just head-to-head between two teams, it's the collective record between those three clubs against those three clubs. So the Mariners would be 14 and 12 against the Rangers and Astros. The Astros would be 13 and 13. The Rangers would be 12 and 14. They would be on the outside looking in, and it would depend on then how their record stacks up against Toronto's record for that third playoff spot. That level of tiebreaker madness is baffling to me. What I want is if there's a 3-game tie or 3-way tie at the end of the season, I want them to have to play like a doubleheader. Go to a neutral site, go to Milwaukee. All three teams are there. You play a three-game round robin. Each team plays a doubleheader against the other two. You sort it out that way. If it's still tied at the end of that day, you play it again. The playoffs are delayed until you get this sorted out. It should be settled on the field. I want this chaos. I want insane travel schedules. I want a player to land in Chicago and realize that somehow his team is playing in Anaheim. I want that level of just pure, like, I have to take my at-bat via Zoom because the schedule was too crazy. That's what I want.
I think we should dial up a story where we just do, like, better tiebreaker options, like fewest waiver claims from teams that gave up. The best record in night games on turf. Things that are, I don't just like the interdivision or interleague. Let's do things that are truly, truly random to the point where, like, you hit these checkpoints during the season and you're like, yo, our record in night games?
Do you know what the league would go for and teams would go for, and they would promote the absolute mess out of this? Concession sales. Who sold the most concession sales throughout the year? Teams could push that throughout the year and be like, hey, look, if we're tied with the Mariners at the end of the year, do you want the fact that you didn't go get an extra large Dr. Pepper to be the reason that the Rangers don't go to the playoffs? Get in line, pal.
And then, like, 30th in the tiebreaker is, like, who won the All-Star game?
Correct. That should not count for anything ever again.
All right. Let's actually lay out here what's still up in the air as we head into this last weekend. We'll buzz through some of this. The Tampa Bay Devil Rays, sorry, that's... Wow, I just
trying to put the devil in everything, Steven.
Yeah, typical. I always do. The Rays are up 2.5 games on the Orioles, so that one's almost over. But the stakes there are that the wild card bye goes to the winner.
Sorry, you said the Rays are up on the Orioles.
I've never said something correct before. The Orioles up 2.5 games on the Rays, and the Orioles likely to get the wild card bye. But the loser is going to face... the number two team in the East is going to face whoever is that middle team out of Houston, Seattle, and Toronto. So likely Houston or Seattle, whoever makes the playoffs, they're going to face that. And I don't really want to face those teams, frankly. I'd rather get a bye. That's how I'd say it. But not a whole lot to check out there. It's Tampa Bay against Toronto, Baltimore against Boston. The big one here, Texas is 2.5 games up as we record on Houston and 3 up on Seattle. So they had some more wiggle room. They didn't take care of business on Tuesday. And so things are tight enough here. Once again, we're only going to have likely two of these three teams in because Toronto, I think, is going to get there, especially with the fact that I don't know all the math here, but the fact that Seattle plays Texas to end things, I don't know that there's really a way for Toronto to fall out of this. But that's the big one that we have our eyes on. We'll get a little bit more into that series in a few minutes. And then on the other side in the National League, Arizona, Chicago Cubs, and Miami Marlins all within two games of each other for those final two wildcard spots. In this one, nobody's facing each other, so there's not really the complicating factor there. But the Cubs, again, seem to have things in hand. And, oh no, Seiya Suzuki drops an inning-ending, rally-ending catch in the eighth inning against the Braves. They lose that one on Tuesday. So they're still in the mix here. They need some big performances down the stretch here as they face Milwaukee, who already clinched. So maybe they take it easy on the Cubs, but I don't think they're going to take it easy on the Cubs. So there are six series here with real playoff implications entering the weekend. Again, we're looking at, like, best case scenario for the league right now with what's happening in the stakes. And you can make that eight series if you count the Baltimore or Tampa one that has real stakes there, but it's not really like, are you in or not? That's like a lot of baseball worth watching.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
We're basically bleeding right into our series of the week here. What are you watching? I'm actually watching a lot. I will be watching, of course, the AL West with the Rangers and the Mariners. They've got that four-game series starting Thursday. Then also the Astros are playing the Diamondbacks for three. They have Thursday off. So I'm watching both of those. The Rangers have throttled the Mariners this year. I got to focus on that series a little bit first because that's the series that I'm looking at. All they have to do basically is win one out of those four. And, you know, the Mariners do still have a chance. We'll see what happens in those Wednesday night games. The listeners will already know the results by the time they hear this. But the Rangers look like a different team with Josh Young back, with Jonah Heim fully back, with Adolis Garcia back, and with Evan Carter just coming up and getting on base in literally every game in which he's had an at-bat. I know I just previewed Rangers-Mariners last week because they just played last week, and it was equally as important then. The Rangers swept the Mariners at home. Now they'll go to Seattle for the last four of the season. But yeah, I mean, this is the one head-to-head series that everything rides on that has probably more implications than any other. The big question for the Rangers, obviously, still the bullpen. The big question for the Mariners is which one of their offenses is going to show up. Is it going to be the one where they, you know, Julio Rodriguez hits 19 homers in one game, or is it going to be the one where they just cannot manage to score even against a pitching staff as volatile as the Texas Rangers? That's my series of the week, but I'll also be watching
Astros D-backs, Reds Cardinals. Still
watching
worth watching
Reds Cardinals.
For
the Reds still have a very slim chance to eke their way in if they try, and everybody else loses.
I wanted to
Marlins,
shout out real quick,
Pirates,
that
which I think is
the probables on. Hey, don't spoil Marlins Pirates. The probables for that series, as they currently line up on Fangraphs.com: Jordan Montgomery, Nathan Eovaldi, John Gray, and Cody Bradford for the Rangers, and Logan Gilbert, Brian Wu, Luis Castillo, and George Kirby going for the Mariners. That's a great four-game series, man. And there's a chance it won't matter in the end, but, you know, if someone clinches. But
unless the clincher has already happened, I would be a little surprised to see Cody Bradford out there on that last day. If it's all down to that last game, it's not going to be Bradford. It's going to be an all-hands-on-deck, like, who can give us an inning, two innings? You know, that's because he did not look super sharp last night.
Maybe they should get Cole Reagans back?
Yeah, that'd be nice. I'll also be weirdly keeping an eye on Cubs Brewers, even though the Central has been decided. Like, that's they could potentially meet up again in the playoffs. Yeah, there's just so much to watch. Rays, Blue Jays, all of it, baby. I'm watching so much baseball.
I'm contractually obligated to end my season here, my regular season, picking the Fish. This is going to be my series of the week. The Fish going to Pittsburgh, 81-75, a half game behind the Cubs right now, a game and a half ahead of the Reds, who are out of the wild card picture currently. Doubleheader ongoing as we speak. So Marlins, according to Ken Rosenthal, who reported that on Wednesday, the Marlins brass was furious at the Mets for banging the game on Tuesday, scheduling a doubleheader. The largest reason being that Braxton Garrett would have to get pushed to starting in the doubleheader instead and wouldn't be able to pitch the last game of the regular season unless he goes on short rest. Steve Cohen came out, apologized, saying we did all we could, but apparently the grounds crew left the field uncovered while the team was on the road and couldn't recover in time after storms rolled through. So that's where they are currently as we stand, heading into the doubleheader. They're in a little bit of a rough spot here because Luis Arraez has an ankle injury. Tanner Scott is on the paternity list. Rough timing, bro. He's been actually fantastic this year. No, congratulations. And they're going to have to rely on the bats. And for the first time in forever, I feel like I'm actually saying I feel okay. I feel pretty good about the Marlins bats right now. They have Arraez when healthy. Jorge Soler is 36 homers. Josh Bell is 22 homers and 11 since coming over at the trade deadline. Jazz Chisholm has, despite like a shortened season, 18 homers, 22 steals. Jake Berger, the Berger Man, 34 homers. This is an offense that can do some actual real damage come October, and they need it to show up right now because the way things currently line up, the probables for this series are Johnny Cueto against TBD for the Pirates, Edward Cabrera against Quinn Priester, rookie for the Pirates, who's extremely volatile, and then TBD against Mitch Keller in the finale. And Mitch Keller has a chance to go over 200 innings here. He's already over, I think, 210 strikeouts for them. He's had an up-and-down season, but an all-star season nonetheless, and is a good pitcher. I wouldn't want to be going against him with my season on the line, my wild card chances on the line. It's a lot of pressure to be putting on Edward Cabrera, who has been up and down this season, literally like to the minors, who has struggled so much with command. To put him on the to put him on the slab with in the second to last game of the season in a wild card race is a lot, but they just don't have many other options with the injuries they've had to Sandy Alcantara and Yuri Perez. So that's the one I'm watching. You know how we are the only pro fish podcast out there, so I had to get them in.
Let's do this for one final time. Let's make some picks. I'm not going to break into that song from Hamilton, but you know the one. No, you look like you have the look on your face like you don't know the one. One last time.
One last time. Oh, wait for one last time.
What are we doing here?
Brian will cut it for us. Don't worry. It's time for us to make our arms race picks. This is our last one of the year, and thank goodness, because I'm down 14-6. So we go into our 21st and final matchup. If you don't know how this game goes by now, you're too late. No, you're not too late to the party. We pick a starter each weekend. We put their game score 2.0 up against each other. Levi, make your pick. I'm ready for you.
I have not chosen, and rightly, understandably so, I have not chosen a Kansas City Royal this entire year, but guess what, baby? It's Cole Reagan's time. Boom.
I had him in the list. He's boom or bust, similar to Hunter Green, who I had on here. He had a five. You remember, you start with a 40, and so we work backward to a five. I feel okay with that. I'm going to go. It was dangerous to pick guys on Sunday, and there are a couple of good ones. Kevin Gausman, I still have. Justin Steele, still have. Kyle Bradish. But Sunday's like, they could clinch, and you could not start, get pushed. So I'm going to go with Yusei Kikuchi against the Rays on Saturday.
Ooh, against the Rays, that's a tough one.
It is, but I think we'll get some player rest type things going on. I think by then it'll be decided. So it's dangerous. Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. That's not who I wanted. He was my backup. Chris Bassett against the Yankees on Thursday.
Oh, okay. Bassett. Yeah, that's a much better one.
That's my pick. Yeah. So that was a big fake. Do watch the homer chase over the weekend. We have currently it's tied 27-27 heading into the postseason. It's going to be Bobby Witt Jr. for me, Vlad Guerrero Jr. for Levi, and we're just going to have to see how it goes. Before we get out of here, Levi, I want to say thank you to all the listeners for listening to us all regular season long. We are going to continue into the postseason. There'll be a little bit of a different schedule, popping in with episodes periodically. I think we'll at least be previewing each series and then maybe do a mid-series episode as well. But we're not going anywhere. We're just getting geared up. That's right. You just nodded. I thought you'd say something.
No, I was just gonna let that one sit. That's what professional podcasters do. They see that dead air and they lean into it. They just stare right into the void and go, give me more of that awkward silence, baby.
Let's sing some more Hamilton. Let's go. All right, we're gonna go out with that. Hey, it's time for us to hit the exits. Thanks for listening once again. Thanks to Brian for producing today's show. You can find our work all week long at theathletic.com. Subscribe to The Athletic during our extended summer sale, almost over, for $1 per month for the first year at theathletic.com/baseballshow. Sign up for The Windup, The Athletic's daily baseball newsletter with Levi and Ken Rosenthal for absolutely free. Coming up next in your feed, The 3-0 Show with Eno and Britt DVR will be back very soon. Give us a follow on Twitter. Levi is at 32EFIS and I'm at Stephen J. Nesbitt. We'll be back on Monday with our wild card preview and more of What's on Deck.
Sorry for laying out on you in that silence. I won't let it happen again for the rest of the regular season, I promise.
Amateur hour.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.